Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Come on, baby, let's go! 7:46 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We're just a few minutes away from editor Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal with a live business update, the latest on business jets. Now it's time for three big things. Kansas City Chiefs win on Monday Night Football, hit the halfway mark of the season in first place.
Two.
Court papers unsealed reveal an indictment against President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, and a guilty plea by another advisor who admitted lying to the FBI.
One.
Trick-or-treating tonight. It's Halloween. Kids will be on the streets this evening on the final day of October. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And this morning we've got the biggest traffic slowdowns still up by the North Junction. Now things are kind of slowing down approaching the North Junction from I-235 from the west. So if you're headed northbound on I-235 there, watch for a slowdown. It actually starts back near Meridian. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jazz Chambers. And a look at the weather forecast here on Halloween. Includes a mostly cloudy sky today, and there is a chance for scattered light rain or snow flurries this afternoon. Looking for a high of 43 degrees. By the time you're trick-or-treating tonight, about 40 degrees will be the temperature. Clearing off overnight with a low down to 36, giving way to a much warmer day tomorrow. On Wednesday, it'll be partly sunny with a high of 62. Currently in Wichita, it is 33 degrees. We're under a mostly cloudy sky, looking for a high today of 43 on Halloween. KNSS Weather is brought to you by The Monarch, voted one of the best bourbon bars in America by the Bourbon Review, located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano. Great place to hang out. The Monarch! It is 7:48 with Steve and Ted, KNSS. Halloween, All Hallows Eve, the day before All Saints Day, as we get things going. The word Halloween is the abbreviated version of the phrases All Hallows Eve or All Hallows Evening.
Yes.
Halloween dates back in some forms to an ancient pagan festival celebrated by the Celts more than 2,000 years ago, Samhain. Some elements of Halloween still harken back to some of that. It's a festival that took place in the United Kingdom, Ireland, northwestern France. So it all goes back to the Europeans. It all goes back to the Euros. As you know, they were marking the end of summer, the beginning of winter, also the beginning of the Celtic year in some places. And some folks, some of the Celts believed that it was a time when the dead could walk among the living, a merging of the two worlds.
Yeah.
Trick-or-treating began in the UK and Ireland, another tradition. That's kind of where that started, when people went house to house looking for soul cakes, souling, in exchange for prayer. And that also goes to the Christmas season as well, some of that. And this time of year, adults went door-to-door asking for food and drinks in exchange for song or dance, a wilder form of the Christmas caroling that you might see that goes along this time of year. Jack-o'-lanterns. Of course, the use of the pumpkin for the jack-o'-lantern really was kind of an American thing. But the idea goes back to immigrants that came over from Ireland and Scotland. Now, they would carve little faces, but they would use little items. They usually carved or hollowed out beets or turnips or potatoes. You know, thing. But it was... Once those immigrants got to America, that they kind of transferred that over to the pumpkin, a larger item for doing things like that, and that kind of took over as the jack-o'-lantern that we probably know today. One Irish legend says that jack-o'-lanterns are named for a man called Jack, who could not go to heaven nor hell and was forced to walk the earth forever with only a coal from hell lighting his lantern from the inside.
Hmm.
Story there, yeah. The name jack-o'-lantern can also be derived from the night watchman who would light the street lanterns every evening, referred to as a jack.
Right. Yeah.
And so, like we said, it was immigrants from Scotland and Ireland that kind of brought a lot of that over to the U.S. back in the 19th century. And there's that other strain of voodoo and black magic and black cats and witchcraft and fire, and a lot of that came over from African and Haitian immigrants.
Right, right.
So it's all kind of, it all morphs and blends into what we do today, mm-hmm. but it comes from various sources over the years.
And, of course, the American candy companies really kind of
once in the 1950s, they really started cranking out, in the 40s and 50s, it would be basically food.
Yeah.
They would give you apples or fruit or, whatever or maybe baked goods, cookies.
Yeah,
things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But once the American big candy company corporations kind of got a hold of Halloween back in the mid to late 50s, that's kind of where it's been ever since.
Yeah.
They kind of took over the holiday
mm-hmm.
in some ways. All right, it is 7:52 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. The latest on business jets. Let's find out more on that story from editor Bill Roy at the Wichita Business Journal with a local business update. Mr. Roy.
Hello, Ted. Yeah, recovery for business aviation. A new report on flight activity shows business aircraft use has returned to levels not seen since the Great Recession. The Business Aviation Index has averaged global flight hours through the first 9 months of the year up 4.5%. More business jet use, of course, indicates more business jet sales, and that's good for Wichita business jet makers like Textron and Learjet. No more Pete Rose Jr. The Wichita Wingnuts are parting ways with their manager. They said, Pete, you're out. GM Josh Robertson says the decision to not extend Rose's contract was in the best interest of the team. Rose led the Wingnuts to the American Association Championship both years he was in Wichita, had a regular season record of 122 and 77. And spending on Halloween up this year, the National Retail Federation saying Americans will spend $700 million more this year than they did in 2016. The Federation says Americans will spend about $9.1 billion on Halloween this year. The average American will spend about $86. That's up from $83 last year. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
All right. What do you have on tap for your Halloween activities tonight?
Well, we got passing out some Reese's pumpkin-shaped candy deals, and we've got some other candy, those bite-sized candy bars, the Snickers. And
all right. What time will you be expecting me?
I would be expecting you around 4:30 or so.
All right.
Even before it's dark.
Exactly, because there's more candy that way. I want you to still have the Reese's pumpkins when I get there.
And your big, big long pillowcase.
Right, yeah. You had twin daughters.
Right.
Did they ever go dressed up similar? Did they always do a team effort on Halloween, or did they do their own thing?
There were times, especially when they were little, we got them a couple of little baby, 2-year-olds. They were clowns, little clown outfits, and that was very cute. But as they got older, they wanted to express their individuality.
Okay, all right.
Sometimes they'd be a K-State cheerleader, sometimes something else,
So they didn't always do a tandem thing. They could do whatever they wanted to. Okay.
Not always, yeah.
All right. And of course, you're dressed up as a ghoul or something or some kind of... you got your Frankenstein boots on today, I would imagine.
I got my glow-in-the-dark Jason mask, the hockey mask deal, and the coveralls and the chainsaw.
Yeah, and then you realized, you put that on, and then you realized, oh, it's Halloween.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
always have the overalls ready to go.
What a coincidence.
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
I always wear the overalls on Tuesday, but it happens to be Halloween this year.
All right.
Thanks, Bill. We'll talk to you again 1 hour from now. That is editor Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal with a local business update. It is 7:55 with Steve and Ted here on Halloween. Coming up, we'll be telling you about an investigation into a body found in South Wichita and what that means for some students at Newman University. We'll tell you about that connection coming up. Those stories next. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.